Are we alone? Our solar system has some weird stuff in it. You may wonder what I mean by weird, and I wouldn't blame you. I am talking about things which are unusual. First of all, how come nature decided to only have one planet which was pretty perfect in the solar system today? I say today because maybe Mars and even Venus were more Earth-like at one time. Should we use this as a sample of Earth-like planets and say out of 8 or if you prefer 9 planets only about 1 will be Earth-like in our galaxy or even in our universe? I personally do not think this will be that simple. We certainly would need a much larger sample before we could get an idea on how many Earth-like planets we might discover in the future. We do not know if we could be the only Earth-like planet in the entire galaxy. Another thing we don't know is if there are solar systems with many inhabited planets Earth-like or not. The makeup of our solar system and the planets in them is just not conducive to human life. Are we just lucky to be on Earth, or is that part of some plan we are yet to grasp? It makes one wonder if there are advanced races who were able to deal with the fact nothing lasts forever and were able to actually build planets which sustained their life in such a way, they had the perfect home. One thing I have always said was we should not judge a planet's ability to sustain life because we have no way of knowing if aliens exist, what they might be like and what they would need to sustain themselves on their world. Alien life might be as varied as life in our oceans when some creatures can live in the boiling water of vents coming from underground or the icy, cold depths of the ocean. There might even be life which could live on the sun for all we know. Yes, I know this might sound absurd and laughable, but some life might be able to take the form of a super type of plasma. I am not saying this is true or false, just that we have to keep an open mind. The chances of there being extraterrestrial life are very good. To me, it looks like we already know the answer, and it was provided by the many UFOs which come here and the various reports of alien sightings. But aside from this, there are things which puzzle us and seem like clues to the fact alien life exists. I would like to start with the face on Mars. Scientists are fond of saying you can find faces in everything you look at because the human brain forms familiar objects. They point out if you look at a large field of rocks on Earth, you might see some which look like faces. When it comes to the face on Mars, the original photo was black and white and taken by Viking 1. It clearly showed a face in Egyptian headgear. Later, another photo was taken by NASA in color, and the face now looked like a pile of dirt. It was found out NASA had taken the photo only using about 12 colors instead of the full 256 available, which altered what the photo looked like. This angered many scientists who complained. Why was NASA afraid to show us the truth? Obviously, it would have proved the face was real, and the indication of the Egyptian headdress might have meant we came from Mars or aliens from Mars helped the Egyptians in ancient times. Could there have been an identical race of humans living on another world in our solar system at the same time we did and they merged with us? Who knows? Most people don't know this, but the astronauts on Apollo 17, which was the last mission to the moon, photographed something very mysterious. It looked like a giant pyramid on the moon. Nothing has been said about the photo by anyone in the government. There is another thing which is the strangest thing of all, and it is a shadow of a humanoid creature which seems to be walking on the moon. It was discovered on Google Earth, which also shows the moon. If you use the following coordinates, you should be able to see it: 27,426.35 and 19,364.75 W. When we conducted the LCROSS mission to the moon, NASA had told us they crashed a rocket into the moon to see how solid the moon was. It is believed two vehicles hit the moon, one about 40 to 45 feet and the other about 16 feet long. There is another belief by some, and it is we sent a nuke to the moon and exploded it. I doubt this, as the explosion would have been seen from Earth, but here is the funny thing: the United States had a plan during the Cold War to detonate a nuke on the moon to demonstrate our might. The plan had been developed by the US Air Force. If we go to the moon Phobos, which orbits Mars and is one of two tiny moons, we find a small flat surface with what is believed to be a monolith on it, which is about 300 feet tall. It makes no sense whatever. It is also estimated to be 279 feet across. It reminds one of a tall office building. While this has been said to be nothing more than a huge rock, most responsible people who have seen it claim it is a monolith. This included Edgar Mitchell, an astronaut who believed it is an alien structure. He was not alone. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin also said there is a monolith on Phobos. These people should know. Remember, they were astronauts and had entry to materials you and I don't have. Japan is going to launch a mission to Phobos, and maybe we will get a better look at the structure. The planet Mars itself was photographed by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter from 180 miles above, and there it was, a perfectly rectangular monolith standing on the planet. It is about 16 feet across, and tall, as evidenced by the long shadow it casts. Here seems to be no way this can be denied, and yet if you ask NASA, they will say it was probably a bedrock which broke off, rolled down a mountain and then stood up straight. What an absurd explanation. We have had asteroids pass this way which looked like they had landing strips carved on them, and others where it looked like a UFO was parked on. Can you imagine all the objects we didn't see but the government knows about? There might be enough of proof already to make the case for aliens. Anyway, we just keep finding more evidence, and sooner or later the fact we are not alone will have to be admitted.